Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Chav Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi Peah on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Hamoicha Kalchei Ilan B'Seich Sadeu Noisim Peah Mikol Echad Ve'Echad. If one sells tree trunks from his field, each buyer gives Peah from the trunk that he bought. Amar Yehuda Emasai B'Zman Shaloshia Balasade Avrim Shim Sadeu Hu Noisim Peah Lakol. But Yehuda says, when is this? When the owner of the field left nothing for himself, but if he did, he gives Peah for everything. And the Gemara says, Ad Kadoin Kashihischil Liksa, but Kashivai Hischil Liksa. The Gemara asks the question, the Mishnah only seems to teach this law of Rabbi Yehuda that the seller gives payah if he began the harvesting as the obligation falls on him, but if not, would the seller also give payah for everything? Nishmanim in Adar, Lakach Gezoinoi Shel Chaveiroi, Imshir Hamecha Chayev, Imlav Leker Chayev. And we suggest an answer from the Mishnah in Chulin. If a person bought the shearings of his friend's sheep, if the seller withheld some, the seller is obligated in ratios, I guess, which is the first shearings of wool of a flock of sheep. And if not, then the buyer is obligated. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, says that that Mishnah that doesn't differentiate in whether or not the owner began shearing follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Here also, we don't differentiate in whether or not the owner began harvesting as long as he left something for himself. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks the question, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Is it because the obligation is always on the last remaining standing crops, or is it because the seller automatically sells in a way that retains the obligation for himself? And the suggestion is from that same Mishnah in Cholin that it says there, if a person bought the shearings of his friend's sheep, if the seller withheld some, the seller is obligated in ratios, I guess. If not, the buyer is obligated. It was about this case that Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rabbi Yehuda as saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Islach Lamima, Taman, Shechavis Ketsir, Bekama, Lemishim, Demachoi, Loi, Chutz, Mechavosoi, Vacha, Bemachoi, Chutz, Mechavosoi. The answer, therefore, is that there, in the case of the shearings, could one say that the obligation remains on the last wall that's still attached? Rather, it's because the seller retains the obligation for himself, and similarly here in Peah, the seller retains the obligation for himself. What's the practical difference between these two reasons? Ovahalei Keach, the hifrish, I should say, in tamer mishum shechoyves hakasir bekama hifrish hifrish v'im tamer mishum demeichel eichutz mechavosei hifrish v'noitel memenu domim. The answer, the first difference could be that if the buyer gave payah, if you say the obligation remains on that which is still attached, it's valid and the seller doesn't need to give. If it's because the seller retains the obligation, the buyer can now claim money back from the seller. Nisraf chelko shel meicha in tamer mishum dechayves ketsir bekama nisraf nisraf in tamer mishum that bemeicha leichutz mechavosei nisraf noitam emenu domim. And the second difference we can mention is that if the portion of a seller became burnt, now if you say that the obligation remains on that which is still attached, if it's burned, the obligation is gone. If it's because the seller retains the obligation, if it burned, then the buyer must give payah from his produce and can then claim money back from the seller.